Hi there, this is Ragnhild Handelsjökvea and I'm all about your business online and life in between. Right now you're with me in the car as usual, so you are having a little drive with me while we're going to talk about a new topic. Well, actually, I'm going to talk and hopefully you're listening. Now, the concept I'd like to talk about today is, you've probably heard the phrase, I don't give a beep about whatever it is. First time I heard that, that phrase, I don't give a F beep, I must admit, part of me got it, and part of me almost got a bit provoked by the fact that they had to use a swear word. Not that I'm that concerned about using swear words at all, but just the fact that when I heard the phrase first time, I thought it was a bit, I didn't think it was necessary to use those words in order to get through with a message. But then I've heard it again and again, and what I've found in my life is that sometimes we need words or phrases to be a bit provocative and a bit this or that in order for us to listen, actually. If we always are hearing, whatever it is that we need to hear, in a very light, polite way, we sometimes are not able to actually hear. And sometimes we need to be shaken up a bit and in order to actually listen to what is the message below. So when I found that out and I realized that that was at least the case for me, it became clear that that phrase, even, they're using a swear word in the middle of it, is not about being ignorant or about being provocative or being, a typical teenager approach to life. It's not. It's just a way to really put that message out and say, hey, listen up. And you will when you hear that word, right? So what's it all about? Well, I can only give you my perspectives and my view on it as I stand today. And there will probably be changes to it as I, learn more or discover more. But this is the case at the actual moment. And what's coming to my mind, and has been kind of a topic for the last days and weeks, is that we all tend to use so much time to be concerned about other people. When you think about it, it's crazy. And I'm a bit fortunate enough not to work in a classical work environment. And I'm saying fortunate because I must admit that's not my cup of tea. And that was one of the reasons why I quit normal corporate life years back, because I didn't felt I was fitting in and could be part of that environment. Because what I noticed that a huge part of any kind of our colleague environment, and also, well, that goes, I know, for a lot of friendships as well, is that the chats, the talks, are all about other people. He did this, she did it. And this culture of us against them becomes such a huge part of the culture that no one really notices. But what is happening is that everyone is paying a lot of attention to other people's doing and not doing, saying and not saying, and that is really irrelevant to our own ability to do our work and to be productive and creative and produce anything. And actually, it's quite the opposite. The more time we spend focusing on other people, what they do and what they don't do and how they do it and how they don't do it, the more we are disfocusing and actually being drawn away from focusing on what really matters, which is our own growth. And why do I say that? Yes, because if we can grow as a person, as the person we are supposed to be, grow into more of what we are, who we should be, grow into more our own capability and our own ability, we will be able to serve the world, even the closest world. I mean, our own family, our own friends, our own relatives, in a much higher, much loving way. So being in this state where we focus on everyone else takes us away from that agenda, and which eventually leads us into a status quo and a place where we are actually not stepping into our higher selves at all. So this phrase, I don't give a F beep, tells us to stop. And it tells us to actually be aware of all that focus and attention that we give to everything that is absolutely irrelevant to our own life. Now I'm going to give you an example from my own life. And I had this experience just 2 days ago where I had it was a private conversation. And I noticed that I got a bit, upset might be a bit too hard to say, but bit provoked, I must admit, by the other person saying about a situation that the person was in. And in my head was like, but seriously, why do you even bother? Why do you do that? And I had a bit of a hard time to navigate away from my thoughts that immediately started to come up with solutions on how this person should or not should do or say or behave. But this was not about me. This person was talking about a situation that they were in. And yes, that person had, you know, used the same kind of response, I guess, their whole life. But that's not my F problem. But I made it my problem in the sense that when I hung up, I was like, but seriously? And I really felt that almost like a stressful feeling that why is this person giving away all this energy to things that are nonsense? Why? And seriously, when you think about it, it's not my F beep problem. Sorry, just an ambulance. You see, how other people choose to live their life, how other people choose to make choices is their choice only, not ours. And for some strange reasons, as human beings, we tend to have this need to mean something about other people's choices, and if we can connect in that culture with other people saying and meaning things about how other people choose to live or how other people choose to make out of their life, even though it has nothing to do with our own life. And it's that phrase, and we actually had another conversation, you know, even if you think about all these big topics that goes around in, well, you know, serious, really serious topics. For some reasons, a lot of people tend to find it more easy to point fingers to what other people do or not do and avoid, you know, sweeping in front of their own door. I'm not sure if that's the right phrase, but I'm sure you know what I mean. That it's easier to point fingers to other people and mean something about other people, have thoughts about other people, and judging, not least, other people, and not actually looking within and say, okay, so, but what am I doing? What has this to do with me? How am I acting and reacting in these situations? Can I change? Can I change? It all starts, whatever change we want in life, it all starts with ourselves. It all starts with looking in the mirror at our own face and eyes and see, am I at the place? Am I reacting? Am I doing out of the best possible place where I can be? And to be honest, I believe very often, most of the time, we don't. Not because we don't want to, but because we don't know how to, or because doing so is actually quite hard and challenging sometimes, and it requires more of us, and it's easier pointing fingers and judging others. It's easier to look to others and see what they don't do and how they do or not do instead of looking towards ourselves. So this phrase, back to the one and the big F word, which is not that nicer word, but still can be making a change and making a difference because it tells us something. So what is it that you, in a very, you know, if you did, could choose to give an F beep about more? Now, when I'm saying that, sometimes we hear that in regards to more big issues in life, and I'm not talking about those. So there's, of course, things that you could give less attention to in normal life, but I'm also talking about the time and effort you use on thinking about and using your time and energy and thoughts around issues that is not of your business, or, and this is the big one, things that you are not in control of. Now listen to that. Things you are not in control of. We tend to wanting to control not only our own life, but other people's lives as well. not consciously, but unconsciously. Even in business life, you know, when we start to blame or, you know, not happy with our co-workers, with our business partners, with our people that we work with, our boss, our whatever it is, whoever they are, the underlying need might be to control these people. And not in a way you might think, but in the way that we, in a way that so that we can feel in control, you know. So if you are sending a project to someone and asking them to do something, if you were 100% sure that they would deliver a perfect result within the time frame you set, and the best will be if it came even before, and even better if they provided you with additional information and so on, that would make you in control, because you could then deliver a better result to your boss or to your business. But then we are talking about communication and being with other people, and things happens and we can't control other people. So it could be that the two of you misunderstand each other in an email, so what comes back wasn't exactly what you expected, or the other people or the other person, you know, I had another perception of the time frame that you agreed on, not because the other person is lazy or didn't follow the rules or the agreement, just because it was a different perception about the actual rules that were set. And suddenly you're in a situation where you feel angry and maybe even disappointed, when the fact is it's because you lost control of the situation. And suddenly you use a lot of time and energy on focusing on that other person instead of giving a F beep. And again, that F beep is not about, and I'm talking, say, not a lot about what it's not is, but it's just to try to explain. It's not that you should be ignorant, like I said, sorry, but if we choose the opposite, which is love, respect, learning, and gratefulness, then there is no need to control. And it's not about giving F in an ignorant way. It's about setting the attention and focusing in a more loving way to receive and attend and gain and create more from a loving place, and gain and create more of what you actually want. I know this is a huge one. I know it's a huge topic. It's not done in a short podcast. So I will actually give you this kind of advice, and it is, whenever you find yourself being irritated or frustrated or provoked, or even tend to think about how another person, what that person do or don't do, say, not say, in regards to their own life specifically, and then ask yourself, has this anything to do with my life, really? Is this something I should focus on, or can I actually give a big F beep about this? Again, not to be ignorant, but simply because I don't need to use my focus and energy trying to control how this other person is living and running their life, because it's not my life. It is not my life. And when in a business situation, if you find yourself in the same kind of reaction mode, then ask yourself, but do I really need to feel and think and react and behave in this way? Or can I actually give more F and instead focus on gratefulness and love and respect and learning? And what will then change? Because it's all about, all the time, whatever we do, it's all about taking the focus and looking within and ask yourself, and the same goes for me, of course, and ask ourselves, has this anything to do with me, and how can I change? What can I do? Is this a mirror of what I do, say, or behave? And how can I grow into more of who I'm supposed to be, and be and live out of a much greater place, instead of, you know, focusing and giving all this attention to all the stuff that doesn't really matters. So I'm just throwing this in. I know, I should be talking longer about this, but just for now, I'm just throwing in that even that phrase that sounded provocative, that I personally thought was very teenage you know, kind of way of saying something, and I found it unnecessary to use those words. And by the time I figured out it was actually necessary, because it was a way to get at least my attention, and then start to not only looking at that one phrase and just giving that phrase one perspective, but looking at it from different perspectives and asking, what is this about? What can it be about? And how can that help the growth process and the process of stepping into more of a, you know, the person that we want to be, and that can help and support not only ourselves, but of course people around us. With that is our close family, our friends, our co-workers, our partners, our neighbors, whoever we are encountering with during our days. So I'll probably drop in and tell you more about this later on, but until next time, bye bye.